Picture this. You're halfway through building a backyard deck. You reach for your trusty Black & Decker Firestorm 12-volt drill, slot in the battery, and instead of a satisfying hum, you get, well, absolutely nothing.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is like the universal DIY nightmare right there. You're just standing at your workbench wondering if your favorite tool is totally dead or just being stubborn.
Exactly. You look over the charger, and it's flashing this rapid red light. And panic just instantly sets in. It feels exactly like a car's check engine light, you know?
Yeah.
It induces immediate dread because it's so incredibly misunderstood. So today, we're doing a custom deep dive into the sources you shared to demystify the Firestorm charger.
Right. We're going to translate those confusing LED signals and really figure out exactly when it's time to repair, replace, or just walk away.
Okay, let's unpack this. Before you just talk the charger in the trash, we have to isolate what that rapid red blink actually means. So what does this all mean? Do I just instantly buy a new battery?
Well, no, definitely don't do that. What's fascinating here is that the rapid red blink almost always points to a dead battery pack. Not a faulty charger, but, you know, people usually blame the charger first.
Oh, really? I mean, if a red light is frantically flashing at me, my first instinct is to pull it out of the wall after, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, but the manufacturer notes something really crucial here. It can actually take up to 30 minutes for the charger to confirm the pack is defective.
Wait, 30 minutes? So it must be doing way more than just a simple pass-fail check in there.
Precisely. It's running a diagnostic. The charger is sending these tiny controlled pulses of current into the battery cells to test their internal resistance.
Gotcha. So it's slowly probing the battery to see if it can safely hold a charge.
Yeah, exactly. Before officially declaring it dead. And a surprisingly simple mechanical fix often works, actually. Just taking a dry cloth and cleaning the dirty metal contacts can totally do the trick.
Makes sense. I mean, dirt blocks the electrical flow just like a blown circuit would. But what about that alternating fast and slow blink I read about? Is that like a half-dead battery?
Not quite. That specific pattern just means the battery is outside the safe 65 to 75 degree Fahrenheit charging zone.
Oh, so it's just a temperature warning then.
Right, so you just need to let it sit at room temperature for an hour. If you force a charge when it's freezing cold or boiling hot, you'll literally degrade the chemical cells and ruin its capacity.
Okay, but let's say you do a swap test with a second battery, right?
Yeah.
Or you grab a multimeter and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the charger itself is truly the problem. Is fixing this old charger like...
like spending 10 hours repairing a $20 toaster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen forums where people talk about prying open the plastic case to solder in a new internal resistor, but come on.
Well, it's true that a burnt resistor is a highly documented point of failure inside these units. Think of that internal resistor like a dam holding back a river.
Right. And when it burns out, the dam breaks, and the electrical flow completely stops protecting the delicate circuitry. But even if I fix that dam, I'm still left with a 15-year-old plastic shell.
I completely agree. Since the original Firestorm units are discontinued anyway, spending your afternoon soldering just isn't the best move financially.
Yeah, nobody has time for that.
Exactly. You can get a $15 to $25 aftermarket multi-volt charger that covers 9.6 to 24 volts. They're cheaper, safer, and they actually include modern safety cutoffs and warranties.
Okay, so that makes the replacement part a no-brainer. But here's where it gets really interesting. What if your entire NiSED kit is dying? The drill that built three different tree houses, the saw, all those old batteries? It's tough to just let go of tools you have a real history with.
It is, especially when you're dealing with older NiSED batteries. They rely on legacy chemistry that's very different from modern tools. But there is an incredible bridge solution for this exact DIY dilemma we found in the sources. The LCS1620B charger.
Wait, so is that like a hybrid charger?
Yes, exactly. It's a unique model designed to safely charge both your old 12-volt NiSTEED packs and the newer 20-volt MySeg lithium batteries.
Oh, wow. That is the ultimate DIY life hack. It really eases the migration to modern tools, so you don't have to throw everything away at once. But we should be really clear here. You absolutely need that specific hybrid charger, right?
No, absolutely. Never mix them otherwise. The manual strongly warns against ever forcing a modern lithium battery into an old standard NiSide charger.
Because old NiSide chargers just push a constant heavy flow of current.
Yeah.
Right? Like brute force.
Right. They basically rely on the battery itself to signal when it's full. Lithium batteries simply can't handle that. If you shove a lithium pack into a NiSide charger, it will overheat and can literally burst.
Yeah, we definitely want to avoid blowing up the workbench. So, To wrap this up for you, don't let a rapid red light trick you into instantly tossing a charger. Keep those batteries at room temperature to protect their chemistry, and respect the massive difference between legacy niacide and new lithium tech.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, just take a look at your own workbench right now. How much time are you spending taping over the check engine lights of obsolete tech just because you already own it?
It really makes you think about the sunk cost fallacy. Sometimes the best tool in your garage is giving yourself permission to stop patching up the past and finally upgrade to the next generation.